With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Bernie Moreno is the projected winner of the GOP nomination for Senate in Ohio. He built up a strong platform due to endorsements from former President Trump, Senator J.D. Vance, and Representative Jim Jordan. He will now face incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown in November. Congress will avoid a partial government shutdown. Congressional leaders struck a deal with the White House on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, which was a major sticking point. They passed six major spending bills by the Friday night deadline. The deal would fund the government through the end of the fiscal year. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court allows a Texas border enforcement law to take effect.
In a 6-3 ruling, the High Court said the law can be enforced while a legal battle over immigration policy plays out. The Texas law allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The Biden administration is suing to strike down the measure, arguing it's a clear violation of federal authority. But Texas has said it has a right to take action in response to an ongoing crisis at the southern border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is deploying about 40 National Guardsmen to Texas to support border control efforts along the nation's southern border. Sanders' office said the operation is at the governor's direction and will begin April 1st and run through May 30th. Sanders says the Arkansas Guard can help supplement Texas' efforts to keep the border secure and states safe. JetBlue Airways cutting back on the number of flights it offers to travelers. Tuesday, the company announced it would be eliminating several unprofitable routes on both domestic and international flights. The airline will also completely leave Kansas City, Missouri, and Newburgh, New York. JetBlue cited limited aircraft and the need to improve financial performance. This is SRN News. A new survey seeks to measure the LGBT population.
The Gallup poll indicates that about 1 in 13 U.S. adults identify as LGBT. That includes less than 1 in 100 of the total population who say they are transgender. However, the gay lifestyle seems to be increasingly popular with America's youngest people. The Gallup study finds that a higher proportion of 20-something adults identify as LGBT, a little over one-fifth of those born from 1997, through 2005. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the number of Muslim students in public schools growing, officials are grappling with their needs during Ramadan, when dawn-to-dusk fasting is part of it. At one magnet school in St. Paul, Minnesota, where there's a high Muslim population, an area in the library has been set aside for those who are fasting so they can avoid the cafeteria. This is SRN News. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders deploying 40 National Guardsmen to the border.
Sanders' office said the operation is at the governor's direction and will begin April 1st and run through May 30th. Sanders says the Arkansas Guard can help supplement Texas's efforts to keep the border secure and states safe. She visited the border with 14 other governors last month to show their state's support for Texas's efforts to block illegal immigration. Arrests for illegal crossings from Mexico to the U.S. hit record highs in December, but they fell by half in January. Numbers for February have not been released. Keith Peters reporting.
Prices on Tesla's best-selling vehicles are going up again. The company's website says the Model Y SUV, Tesla's most popular model, will cost about $1,000 more as of April 1st in the U.S. It's the latest of several pricing adjustments this year. More details at srnnews.com.